respecting the many possibilities they eagerly burst forth in me. Respecting the many possibilities they eagerly burst forth in me. How can that happen? How can that happen when I expect many possibilities? How can I expect that they will eagerly burst forth in me? It would seem I would live in a state of confusion if I were respecting the many possibilities that life has to offer, respecting the many possibilities that are everywhere about me. How do I go about intelligently doing this? How do I go about intelligently considering the many possibilities that I have in my life and have them go forth in me? The more active my mind is, the more active my mind is on thoughts, on ideas, on dreams, on goals, on choices that I make, the more active I must be with myself in thinking about these things. If I think about the same thing over and over again, I'm going to repeat that in my mind. Now, many times we watch streaming on Netflix, and as we watch the streaming, we start looking at shows. And we look at shows, and we look at them sometimes 1, 2, 3 times we watch the series. And each time we watch the series, we see more and more interesting things in them. But what brought us to that series in the first place? Was it just the charming quality of the series, just the charming quality of the actors who presented the Star Trek series to us, who presented all the other series to us that seemed to challenge us and challenge our imagination? Or is it that our mind is very active and it wants something to be active on? If we go on other people's ideas, on other people's possibilities, on other people's attitudes toward life, we'll find life interesting. We'll find many things to be delightful to us, many things to be charming to us, many things to be exciting to us. But if we do not look at the possibilities within ourselves, we are wasting a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of creativity that we could be having for ourselves. Have you thought of ways of doing things? Now, I like to take my walk in the morning around the university property here. And as I walk around the property, I say my affirmations and I am happy with myself. And I think of all the things that I would like to do. I pick up sticks here and there. I look at things here and there to take care of, and I'm interested in doing it. The possibilities are innumerable. And sometimes I let my mind drift from the relative world that I live in to the imaginative possibility world, which is far greater and more wonderful. But I have found that the more that I have concentrated myself on a specific series on Netflix, or the more that I have concentrated on a specific series of discussions in life, the more limited I am in my attitude toward myself and my world. The more limited I am in my attitude toward what I am doing with my life. And sometimes my life is so enthralled on one possibility that I'm sort of missing all the others. I often say to Ellen each morning, what wonderful things have you considered yesterday? What wonderful things went through your mind? What wonderful attitudes? And sometimes she'll relate the work projects that she was doing. Sometimes she'd go into her problems where some projects were not going too well, and other times she'd go into projects where things were going smoothly. Especially when she talks about her family. When she talks about her family, she just sort of cuddles up in them and enjoys telling me about their possibilities, about all the many projects they're working on. And then I'll take her in thought into the backgrounds, and I'll say, well, now, what about your mom? What about your dad? What sort of things were they interested in? What sort of things is your sister interested in? What sort of things are your friends interested in? What sort of things are you interested in? Now, she oftentimes thinks, well, now, why is Herb so curious about my life and what I'm thinking about and what I'm doing? I am curious about her life as a catalyst, because I would encourage her to think of all the possibilities that she has in her world that she hasn't even begun to think about. And I would help her to get excited about having them burst forth into her everyday expression. Now, if she is writing a book, we were talking also about philosophers and how on the internet the philosophers are having a good name or a bad name, or how the philosophers were thought of wisely or well or not so wisely and well. And I said, if we will take the teachings of the philosophers and listen to them and let them delight us and encourage us and inspire us, then we are doing something really beneficial to ourselves. But if we are taking our possibility time, if we are taking our imagination time, our time of dreaming, and thinking of the lives of the philosophers and the sort of problems that they went through in their living everyday experiences, the problems that Einstein went through and that Stephen Hawking is going through and that other people are going through, what are we doing? Are we giving our attention to the genius that they did, the magic they did? When we think of President Reagan, do we think of the cancer that he experienced and overcame? Do we think of the problems that he had with his physical health? No. We think about the things that he spiritually and mentally did for the United States. How he was a most able, most fantastic president, and the good things that he did, and the noble things that are still in progress from the Reagan administration, still in progress from the present Obama administration. What magical things are they working on? Oh, there are problems that they have, but as we dwell on the problems, we empower them. And as we dwell on the possibilities, we empower the possibilities, and the possibilities come roaring out of out of non-existence into existence, out of the imaginative into something that is just wanting to be shown forth. Where are you? Where am I? Where are we on these wonderful imaginative experiences? Where are we as we listen to our hearts, as we prepare ourselves to have our dreams by respecting our possibilities, to have them eagerly burst forth in our life, in our affairs, in our experience? What do you want? Do we want the wonderful goals of the Reagan administration, the wonderful goals of the Obama administration, the wonderful goals of your administration, of my administration, as philosophers to come forth? Or do we want to think about, are we independently wealthy? Are we healthy? Are we happy? Are we surrounded by beautiful friends? Are we accomplishing all the goals that we set forth in our life? Where are our attitudes and our thinking? When we are respecting the possibilities in our life, they eagerly burst forth in every activity we engage in. It's up to us to be the master. It's up to us to know what's going on in our world. It's up to us to be the most fantastic being that we are capable of being. And the only way we can do it is when we respect the possibilities and watch them eagerly burst forth in our world. Only as we respect our world as being beautiful and good, and instead of watching continuations of the Netflix that we have enjoyed, move on, if you will. But better, move on to the Netflix in your mind, to the imagination in your mind, to the possibilities of your mind, and watch them blossom forth as reality in your experience today. It's our choice. It's our decision. It's our opportunity. I take mine. Join me. It's lots of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.